The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
How do you deal with nerves? I'm talking big nerves. Maybe you got to ask the boss for a raise, something. Let's talk about it on Wednesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Anthony's preparing to open for Fluffy. Yes. Yeah. Gabriel Iglesias. So, are you nervous?
Not doing anything to help your nerves right there.
Sorry.
No, I'm not nervous. I've already kind of passed those. I went through like a lot of visualization over the weekend. So I feel ready to go. I'm excited. The excitement is more what's in me right now. I was nervous when I had to do the promo video, and I almost blew everything.
Why? What do you mean?
This story's gonna get name drop heavy, but I did a promo video with Kenan Thompson, who set the play up for me and Fluffy. And in it, I was trying to explain to Kenan what to do. And
oh, wow.
I might have forgot that I was talking to the longest cast member on SNL who doesn't need explanation.
You know, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, and he quickly told me, I don't need direction, bro. My heart dropped, guys. That's so embarrassed because I was just trying to explain to him, not direct him. And so after we did that video, it felt like all the nerves went away. And
did he like? Sure. Did he stun you? Was he like,
nah? Nah, he was. He picked up on my energy. He could tell.
He knew you were nervous.
He knew I was nervous, and he was messing with me. He was nice about it, but in my head, I was like, oh my god, I almost blew this. But in regards to performing for Fluffy and 8,000 people and doing stand up, I feel really, really prepared. And also, it's because of what we do here in the Dana Cortez Show. So shout out to all of our fans and our listeners and our family here because
we get to prep every day.
Yeah, we do this every day.
That's why, like, Dana was asking me. She was like, do you ever get nervous because you have to DJ in front of like tens of thousands of people?
DJ on TV all the time.
And I don't even think about it anymore.
Yeah! How could you not?
The only thing I think about, like, when they go to a live break with me is don't mess up. That's it.
I don't know. I just know.
Don't mess up.
Those kind of things are nerve-wracking, but also just approaching someone at work, like say you need a day off.
Yeah,
right. Because your kids are sick or you need a raise or something like that.
That is way more nerve-wracking to me than doing anything in front of tens of thousands of people.
Having to sit in an office.
Being like, I think I'm worth more money. Can you give me more money?
You want to see me sweat? Put an algebra test in front of me and tell me my paycheck depends on it. I'll get nervous as hell.
How do you handle dealing with nerves? And how do you approach your boss? I'm serious. I want to talk about this.
Some people that comes so easily to, and I hate you.
Oh. I know, exactly.
And we're also in the season of like final exams and everything like that too.
Oh.
And so a lot of people are stressing over those.
Dude, when I had my college final exams, it literally made me sick. Like, ended up in the hospital because I wanted to be done with college so badly.
You didn't show up the whole semester and you popped in for the final, dude? Oh.
That's probably what it was. Tens of thousands of people don't make me nervous, but a final exam, I'm stressed. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we're going to start with something serious. You're going to notice today that a lot of flags across America are at half staff, and it's because it is National Peace Officers Memorial Day, honoring all the local, state, and federal law enforcement officers who have passed in the line of duty.
Salute.
And we'll go next to invented in Massachusetts in 1937 by Toll House. It's National Chocolate Chip Day.
Gosh.
Hold on. Chocolate chips weren't invented till 1927?
37.
Right?
What did they do before then?
I have no idea.
They just put the chunks in there.
It's just the
shape of a chip. Yeah, we've had chocolate cookies forever.
Okay.
They just put the chunks in there.
I'm going to have to do some research on this.
Okay. So good.
Kick your legs up, homies and homettes. It's Nylon Stocking Day. So we'll wrap it up on that one right there.
Pantyhose are back. And you know what's weird? I don't understand why little boys do this, but why is it that they get fascinated in the bra, panty, and pantyhose section? In any store, you see little kids, little boys just looking up in awe.
Or feeling up a mannequin.
What? Oh. Automatic. That sounds like something you did.
I'm sure I did.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about Samuel Little. Now, he was born Samuel McDowell in 1940 in Georgia. He was known as the Choke and Stroke Killer. Sam has been connected to 93 murders.
What?
In the United States. He's the most prolific or the
most insane killer out there.
No, he's killed the most people. That's what prolific means in numbers. He was born to a mother who was in jail. She was a prostitute. I think she was only 19 at the time. His dad abandoned them. They moved to Lorain, Ohio when he was in kindergarten. He was raised mainly by his grandmother. And by his own account, he told authorities that he started having sexual fantasies about strangling women by age 5 when he saw his kindergarten teacher touch her neck. When he was a teenager, he started collecting true crime magazines depicting the choking of women. By the time he was 16, he was already in juvenile detention for breaking into homes. His first murder took place in 1961, but it did not get solved for many, many years. He murdered women in Mississippi. He murdered women across Texas. In fact, he admitted to a Texas Ranger in Ector County in Odessa, Texas, that he took the life of six women there, and he told them where the women were buried, and they found all of them. He was imprisoned in Los Angeles later on in life, where he actually died. I was fascinated by Samuel Little because of the amount of people that he murdered during his lifetime and the fact that he wasn't caught until so much later in life after DNA. I did not know this, but after reading an FBI stat, there are as many as 60 serial killers right now living freely in the United States. That does not account for the world.
That's a wild number and a shocking fact. Also, this story does make me very thankful and grateful for updated police technology that we have
nowadays. Thank you, Anthony.
Because, yeah, this guy was running around in the 60s and nobody was catching him.
93 people.
I don't even understand how you get away with 93 people.
A lot of the women were transients. He lived in homeless shelters and he preyed on families, people that were alone. Remember, if you're on the streets, a lot of times your family doesn't know where you are anyway. And people don't care,
yeah,
right?
And there's no cell phones, there's no cameras around. Exactly. There's the DNA testing isn't that great at that time. So yeah, I can see that.
Basically, this guy was a predator. He just hung out to kill people.
Since he was a child, pretty much.
So he's the prototypical I was born bad person.
I believe so, but remember that I told you in the beginning he was born in a jail cell to a young mother who was a prostitute. I don't know that he was born bad, but I doubt he had the most loving, caring childhood. I doubt his mother was doting on him. I mean, he said he was raised by his grandmother. I don't know what he went through, but I know what 93 people went through. And he strangled and murdered all these women. When he got caught, he had someone in his car. Now, this is caught the first time. He got caught several times. He had a woman in his car who was beaten and still living. And he didn't go to prison for very long for doing that. So that's part of the problem, too, right? The system back then wasn't giving people like this enough time.
I remember the Ted Bundy documentary, and you know they highlighted that a lot of police forces, city to city, didn't communicate with each other. So if he's targeting transit people in the 60s, then I could see how you get away with this.
Do you have an update on this guy? Is he still alive?
Samuel Little died on December 30th, 2020, in Los Angeles County, in a hospital, actually. And the Department of Corrections in California indicate no cause of death. He did have diabetes and heart problems and other health conditions, but he died alone in a hospital. So that is the story of the most prolific serial killer in United States history.
Why do you think more people don't know about this guy? Because I've never heard his name before today.
Because he went for so many decades without being caught. And he himself started to admit the crimes after being incarcerated for one murder. He went to authorities and said, hey, I did this, I did that, and led them to the bodies. Scary stuff out there.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time to play Who's Lying here on the Dana Cortez Show. We have our contestant, Vina. Are you ready to play Who's Lying, girl? Let's get it. Let's do it.
Okay, I want to get it right.
I'm getting it right. Okay. Vina, I want to thank you so much for listening. We need to be the best morning show, your favorite morning show. You got to get to know who we are. We're going to go around the room, tell you about ourselves. One person is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you either get hoodie, t-shirt, we got crew necks, all kinds of stuff. I'm going first. Vina, my name is Dana Cortez. I graduated from Big Spring Community College with an associate's degree. I don't know if a lot of people knows, but I had a baby at 15, and that's why I never got my bachelor's degree. But I still feel proud of myself.
All right, we're staying on the graduation tip here, DJ Automatic. I did not know I was going to graduate from high school till the day of graduation. Actually, I didn't even know I was going to graduate until I saw my name on the seat. And here's the thing. My whole family has showed up from Minnesota to come to New Mexico to watch me graduate, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I told my mom, and my mom was like, you're kidding, right? I was like, no, I'm not kidding.
Uh-oh.
But you graduated.
I graduated.
There we go. Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And despite being a dyslexic human being, I did graduate in the top 100 of my graduating class out of 800 people.
Wow, Anthony, congratulations. Vina, somebody in this room is telling a fib. Who's lying?
I think you are, Dana.
Vina, you're right. Yeah. I did not go to college. I don't know why we told me that I did not go to college.
Well, got me for Vina that you got it right.
There that's what we're not celebrating your ignorance. We're celebrating Vina.
Hey, I was listening last week when they, whatchamacallit, was the only one that had a degree, a college degree.
You
that's me, DJ
Automatic.
I'm at about a high school flunky.
Vina, did you go to college?
I did. I graduated from Faith International University, and now I'm at 61. I'm in the master's program at Mount St. Mary's in L.A.
Oh, wow. Oh, my congratulations. Vina, congratulations. Yeah. You know what? That's inspirational, because it is never too late to do what you want to do and go for what you want.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Yes, thank you. Vina. I had a friend tell me I was too old. We're too old now to go to school. No, maybe you are, but I'm not.
Vina says I keep it young around these parts. Look, Vina, do you want a hoodie, a t-shirt, or a crew neck?
I think I want a hoodie.
We got you, Vina, and thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. I love you. I'm so grateful. Congratulations.
Yeah. Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you. I love all you guys. Okay. I wish we had more down in the DMs. Oh.
Vina, don't say that. Don't say that. The couples out there get scared. Thank you so much, and congratulations. Please keep pushing and let us know when you get that degree.
Thank you. I sure will.
Love you, girl. Bye.
All right, love you too. Bye-bye.
If you want to play Who's Lying, call us up 877-730-DCS1. You can leave a message and we could be calling you next week.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Bad Bunny is sharing with Vogue magazine his biggest regret. And for some reason, I feel like Bad Bunny and DJ Automatic might be spirit animals. Let's talk about this and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
Jackson Mahomes celebrating his birthday. Rapper Smoke Purp and my favorite interviewer out, Jazzy World TV, celebrating her birthday. She's amazing.
Cardi B got 4 songs to hit 1 billion streams on Spotify.
Dang.
And they presented her with plaques. So it's Girls Like You, the one she did with Maroon 5. Taki Taki, that's the one she did with Selena Gomez, which I love. Another collab with Megan Thee Stallion, WAP. Great song right there. But Cardi B reveals her personal favorite is I Like It Like That. That was her song collaborating with J Balvin and Bad Bunny. Take a listen.
When I heard their verses, I went to my grandma's house and I played it to everybody. Like, I have a song with Bad Bunny and f***ing J Balvin. I will never forget shooting the music video. I didn't want people to know that I was pregnant. It was like my first time like meeting Bad Bunny, meeting J Balvin. And I just seen in their face that like, when they saw me, they're like, hey. And they just looked at like my stomach like, oh.
Interesting. She hid her pregnancy. That was the time that I told everybody that she was pregnant and got blocked by Cardi B. Automatic sent me the video her dressing room. No, and it, clearly she was expecting a baby.
Oh.
And so that's kind of what
went down.
So what
happened was I was DJing at a Post Malone and Cardi B party at Super Bowl. Damn. And her dressing room was next to mine and it was just curtains. So I opened the curtains and I saw that there was no liquor. It was just fruit and stuff that you would be eating
vegetables
if you were pregnant. And so I took a video, not thinking my wife was going to post it, and sent it to her and said, hey, Cardi's for sure pregnant.
You wanted me to post that video. I get blocked and you didn't. And I don't even have my Instagram.
I didn't post the video.
Account.
I just sent it to you.
Congratulations to Cardi B. Anyway, you know, Dana Cortez Show, I follow Cardi B on that account. And she hasn't blocked that yet, so I'm winning. All right, now speaking of Bad Bunny, he did an impromptu interview with Vogue magazine. I thought it was interesting because the interviewer asked him, what's the biggest purchase you've ever made? Now, in Spanish, he explains he's extremely cheap. He doesn't like to spend money. He saves all of his money, and then he reveals this.
A Bugatti.
Okay, a Bugatti, which I don't know. How much is a Bugatti?
A Bugatti's about $3 million.
Oh, that's crazy.
Nice.
That's absolutely insane. There it is. So then the interview continues and said, what's your biggest purchase regret? To which Bad Bunny responds?
A Bugatti.
Exactly. So I don't get it. If you don't like spending the money, then don't do it.
If you guys have money like Bad Bunny, what would be the worst thing that you would buy?
You mean the best thing?
Well, technically the worst.
Oh, I'd buy me a yacht for sure.
Oh.
Anthony, a yacht?
A yacht.
Have you seen all the rich folks? They've got those big yacht houses, mansions.
I would like ride next to Conor McGregor in my yacht.
I'm getting a kangaroo.
For what?
Because my friend Carlton Zeus has a kangaroo and I have so much envy of him right now.
Carlton Zeus isn't a millionaire. Why don't you have a kangaroo now? You know why? Because I won't allow it, just like your baby donkey. All right, that's the Daily Dirt. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ooh, let's begin today's WTF story with a happy one. Christine Wilson, she's a woman who just won $1 million lottery prize for the second time in 3 months.
Oh.
What the fuck?
$50 is what she spent on the first ticket 3 months ago that she won. And she got $1 million. $10 is the amount she spent on the ticket that she just won for $1 million.
What?
Both times, Christine decided to take the $650,000 cash payout. She's under 35. So this money's going to do her right. She's going to take care of her family, her kids. She said she's going to put it all in savings.
Aww.
When are we going to hear about the hack that she had? Because there's no way somebody hits the lottery twice in 3 months.
You have a better chance of being struck by lightning twice than you do.
You do.
That's wild.
Shout out to Christine.
Shout out to Christine. Let's go to Colorado, where a woman was not as lucky. We're going to call this WTF story Stick Shift for the Win, ladies and gentlemen. A Colorado woman was released from jail, and she saw a truck with keys in it. She jumped in and tried to steal this car, but unfortunately for her, this was a stick shift, and she doesn't know how to drive that.
Oh!
The stick shift saved the day there.
What she did is she jumped out the car and let it roll in neutral until it hit a fire hydrant. So now authorities have picked her up, and she is arrested for attempt to steal a vehicle and fleeing the scene of an accident.
I learned how to drive a car using a stick shift. It was an old pickup truck. I still remember it, and you still remember it. It's clutch, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, reverse.
Not that our daughter would ever steal a car, but this would have been her had she tried to steal a car.
In today's social media society, who's got time to learn how to drive a stick shift? That's how you thwart car thieves.
All right, guys, I'm going to take it out to Paris. You guys know that the Olympics are going to be in Paris this year, right?
Yes.
So the anti-sex beds have arrived in Paris.
Oh, what is
that? The anti-sex beds are twin beds that are made out of cardboard, and they're there to make sure that there's no more or any other wild sexcapades that are going on like there were in the last Olympics in the Olympic villages. In Tokyo, they had wild going on. In Barcelona, the guy who won the table tennis championship said he never had more sex in the 2 weeks than he's had in his entire life.
Come on, said buddy. Anti-sex bed. I was like, they should just take all the beds from all the married people.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
It may not be Girl Scout cookie season, but we're going to tell you we can get you some of those flavors right now in food news. Hey, it's time for hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. It's Wednesday. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Economy Parking.
I don't like this guy. He's a federal judge in Fort Worth, Texas, named Mark T. Pittman. He just blocked a new Biden administration rule that was going to stop credit card companies from charging late fees higher than $8, which is a big win for the banks. So when you're late, I used to be late all the time paying credit cards. The banks get you. The credit card companies get you. I thought capping it at $8 would save people a lot of money.
What can it go up to now?
Like $100. They can charge whatever they want. There is no cap. It's ridiculous, which means that that your debt just keeps compiling and compiling because of the crazy interest rates, 20, 26% interest rates. Now, that being said, I have spent a lot of money on credit cards. I didn't need to.
I maxed out a few credit cards in my day.
I just want to laugh at myself because this is the first time I heard the word cap used in the proper form.
Oh, yeah.
In the last 5 years.
In the last 5 years anyway. We're trying to educate people right here. No cap. Okay. I remember my mom took her first trip out of the country on a credit card.
Oh.
I remember because she was so excited. She went to Mexico, the motherland.
I started my entire record collection with a credit card. Shout out to Discover Card, which took me I don't know how many years to pay off. God. But thank God I made that investment because I wouldn't be here today. Well, had
why
I not
didn't
done
you just
that.
Take your Paris records? My mom had great records.
I can only play Pink Floyd and Stevie Wonder talking books so many times.
You would have loved my mom's record collection from Rapper's Delight to Rick James to Prince.
The first credit card I did something with was dumb. I went and bought this girl like $400 worth of gifts.
Oh, no, you didn't.
On your credit card?
On my credit card, dude. Mm. I didn't know how to pay it back. I didn't know how it worked, dog.
Did you buy her a necklace or something?
Nah, it was a very expensive purse and some luggage in New York City.
Did you get you some?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But it wasn't $400 worth, I'll tell you that. But and a credit score hit worth it at all.
It hit 400 right after that. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
Girl Scout cookies and Jell-O are teaming up to bring us Jell-O Girl Scout cookie pudding.
Ooh, there
I
we go.
I am here for this. What are the flavors?
Thin mint and Samoa. The nice. Two best cookies they have.
When you opened up with Jell-O, I was really worried that it was going to be like a Jell-O combination. Which
but this
we don't
is pudding.
This is pudding. We don't need any more Jell-O. Pudding? This is good. I'm here for this.
Thin mint and Samoas or whatever. Those are the worst.
Samoas.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Those are the worst flavors. It's shortbread all the way.
Nobody wants
they should have done shortbread
pudding.
Cookies. Yeah, that's great.
Put you on the shortbread.
Shortbread. shortbread cookies are just vanilla, right?
Yeah, I mean, nobody wants shortbread. Nobody wants your flavorless cookie, okay?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Whatever. You
can't believe your wife and your husband just told you that. That is.
I'm turning away from him after right now. I put my back to him right there. National
I still
Day
want
Anthony
your flavorful cookie,
you better,
dude.
You better say that. I'll give you no cookie for a minute.
It's nylon stocking day, everybody. Hey.
Pantyhose are back, ladies. Pantyhose and tights. Two things I don't like.
I remember once my mom tried to make me wear nylon stockings because I told her I wanted some Nike Dry Fit for football.
Oh, I was like, why would your mom do that to you?
She was like, son, these are just the same things I used to wear.
They are the same things.
They're
not the same thing.
You're going to trigger back flashbacks and when I was in the Big Five store.
They're men's stockings. That's what y'all wear out there on the track. Don't lie.
All right, something that will bring us joy. And speaking of cookies, it is National Chocolate Chip Day.
I love your cookie more than a chocolate chip cookie, Dana.
I hope so, DJ.
Way to save yourself, dude. This is an American invention in 1937.
Dana's wasn't a Mexican invention.
Just like cacao. Taking it back to the motherland.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Question, do men have morals when it comes to sexy time? I know. Myself, Dana Cortez, talking to my husband, DJ Automatic, our best friend, Anthony A. here. No,
it's very depending on the time of the day.
There's a lot of reasons that we want to talk about this. First of all, Automatic and I are married, like I said. So if I need sexy time, or he needs to just say something to my man here.
I wish it worked that way, but yeah.
It works that way for her.
It works that way for me.
For her, it's like, for me, I'm like, if I bring it up, is she going to get mad at me?
Yeah. Right. Oh, dude. That's a whole meme.
I do not miss that part of a long-term relationship where you're feeling all, you know, ready to go and you ask your partner, like, hey, what are we doing?
May I say.
And they hit you with that groan.
No, DJ Automatic is the worst. I'm washing dishes.
There we go.
I'm washing dishes and he feels frisky. I'm washing clothes and he feels frisky. The best foreplay men in a relationship, help your woman do all of the above. She going to be ready.
Hey, maybe I have some kind of like fetish with cleaning. Who knows?
No, you don't. That's the problem.
Or watching somebody clean.
What I'm taking from this is, Dana, your husband's
he
easy.
He likes me to dress as the maid, obviously. Hey, that's my role as wife.
Hey, you never know. I could be into that.
So Dana's husband's easy. Automatic's wife is not.
Yes, there you go. And it's pretty much always been like that.
So go back
what do you do, Anthony? You single. Like, how you out there? Do you have morals?
How do you fight your f***ingness off?
How do I fight my f***ingness?
After you went on your journey of not letting go for a long time.
Have I accomplished my semen retention journey for 35 days? I would go hiking a lot. And also the biggest thing is, homies, stay off the Instagram.
Oh,
right, stay off the Instagram.
There's a lot of content there.
There's a lot of content. And, you know, and the algorithm, if your timeline's like mine, it's just nothing but comedians, hot chicks, and Nipsey Hussle quotes. So I have to stay off the internet because I have to make sure those thoughts are suppressed.
If I'm anywhere near Twitter, there's going to be some naked girls on there, and that's going to get me going. So I just, like, there's certain times that I just stay away from things.
Your algorithm sounds like Anthony's. Mine is all fashion.
You can go through my algorithm. Mine doesn't have only hot chicks. It's mostly just basketball, which is kind of depressing.
Well, basketball usually attracts the hot chicks, though,
there
right?
Go.
I'm serious. It goes hand in hand. Do you have morals? Let's say a woman hits you up that you don't know, Anthony. Are you going there? If
morals,
that's what you want.
Yes, because I believe on intention before fornication. You got to know where everybody's at, what this is for you guys. Like, is this woman pursuing a relationship or is it just a fun time?
Because come on, give it to us real. You just said you drove 3.5 hours to have sex one time.
That was one time. And that's, you know. And on that note, I have goals, all right? And Eager Beavers be the collapse of a dam. And an Eager Beaver once made me drive 3 hours and waste tons of gas money. And now I look back on that moment, and you're like, you know what? That 90 seconds wasn't worth it at all.
That beaver didn't even build a great dam.
not at all, dog. So for me right now, I'm at a point where the goals mean more to me than a quick...
Than 90 seconds.
Yes, than 90 seconds. So that's what it is for me, dog.
Automatic. You and Anthony, 90 seconds, huh?
On a good day.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.